Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Monday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Hope you had a great weekend. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. Stay cool out there today. It's hot, hot, hot here in Houston. Seth Payne, how you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm good. I'm going to take the split on the race for the silver boot and focus on the positives from the weekend, including the win yesterday where Yainer Diaz and Isak Paredes just bailed the Astros out of another lackluster offensive performance.
Dude, it's so funny. I didn't get to see much of the game yesterday, just was busy doing some things. And when I was getting ready for the show last night, obviously I saw Isak Paredes' home run. Classic Isak, just finding a spot in the left field corner to tuck the ball into there. Classic pull hitter. But it was funny. I'm like, okay. And Amy and I were listening to the game as we were driving around running our errands yesterday and whatnot. But when I went and looked at the box score, I'm like, oh, the only guys that scored in this game were the guys that got on base. They got four hits, and those are the four guys that ended up scoring the runs in the game. They got a solo home run from Yainer Diaz, and then Jake and I forget who else, Cam Smith, each got a couple of base knocks. And then Paredes drives everybody in with a three-run homer. I'm like, yeah, so if you got on base for the Astros yesterday via a hit, you scored a run. I will tell you that
Cam ended up having four hits in this series. And, he's had a hit in at least five of his last six games, at least one hit in five of each of his last six games. So signs of growth there.
Yep.
There was, it was weird. It was, the Astros offense.
Opportunistic.
They had as many base runners as there were people at Jeep Weekend in Bolivar this weekend.
Yeah.
Where, they cracked down on Jeep Week, Sean.
Did they crack down on it? Because I was...
They cracked down on Jeep Weekend. They had... It sounds like basically if you showed up to Jeep Weekend, you were arrested.
That's what I was going to say.
275 arrests and the beaches are empty.
It's funny you say that. I was just in... I do a live sports report with Frito and Katie, who do the morning show on 100.3 The Bull, and I was just in there recording it with them, and they've got the news on in there, and the Jeep Weekend in Bolivar was the topic that happened to be on the news at the time, and they had all the, it was like a tale of the tape. It'd be like if you and I were watching SportsCenter and they had a bunch of stats on the screen.
Yeah.
And I just looked at the two of them. I said, I think they just put this same graphic up every year and just change the numbers for whatever the actual, because they had felony arrests, they had traffic violations, down like the left side of the screen, like a left side of the screen ticker almost. Almost 300 total arrests. Good job, Bolivar. Way to be efficient. If you were out there, you got arrested. That's efficiency right there.
The pictures, honestly, if they're not showing stock footage, all the pictures I saw this weekend, it was pretty much empty.
Yeah.
We'll have to go to our man on the street, Jackie Goss. Our man on the beach,
Jackie
Goss.
Oh, he's listening.
Who has a place in. Does he still own that mobile home park in Bolivar?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't know if he wants that out there publicly.
I haven't kept track of his business.
That he does own one, yeah. I wonder if that was a hit for him this weekend. In a bad way.
So I would say, all things considered, considering how deep into yesterday's game it looked like they were going to lose 3 out of 4, and you're on the road, I'll take the split. I'll take the, especially when you have two games where the bats, two games where the bats were virtually silent in the first and third game of this series.
Yeah, and look, Lance McCullers in that game, I think that's, we had talked before that game exactly, okay, what happens to Lance after this game? What kind of a performance does he need for them to continue on? And I would say, it's weird, like, as emphatically as possible in a lackluster showing. That was real gross.
He's
over,
in. Yeah.
Over the first. Right. Yeah. I mean, we're still trying to figure out what Colton Gordon's doing.
Yeah.
Hayden Wisniewski, turns out he's got a Tommy John coming up. And you're still in the stretch of this 17-game series where Lance will probably get one more start. And or possibly might get another start.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that was promising. I think that he's still trying to find his way. I mean, he ends up he threw some four-seam fastballs, which I believe he hasn't thrown a single one of those in a game since 2018 or so.
Right.
So he's very much just trying to find out who he is as a pitcher. And if it hadn't been for, he might have gone 5 innings if it hadn't been for him and Jeremy Pena kind of botching the throw to second.
Yep.
Where, as Chandler Rome put it, it looked like Lance's sinker to Jeremy Pena, but then Pena also, you expect him to still catch
it
at least. And that ends up, instead of being the end of the inning, he goes 17 more pitches after that. So him, you know, theoretically being in position to go 5 innings compared to him not being able to get out of the first inning, that was promising.
Yeah. No, Lance having high pitch counts is nothing new. But you're right. Like, if they make that play.
Yeah, he's inefficient when he's in his prime, he's inefficient.
Led the league in walks a few years back. Like, this is just, this is him throwing 85 pitches in 4 innings. I could see that happening 2 months from now also. So that's not a major red flag, other than this team needs its starters to go deeper into games than 4 innings right now. You know,
well,
that's,
and for Lance's sake too, I think he's a guy, obviously, injuries have been kind of a thing for him. If he could reinvent himself as a more efficient pitcher, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want him ever running his pitch count up that high.
No, right. And I saw the same article you did by Chandler. You know, like, these are things, like, as Lance gets back and acclimated to Major League Baseball again, you know, his finishing moves will get better. You know, the punch-out pitches will get better. You know, he'll end innings earlier. Like, you're right. You're absolutely, well, look, anything, if he got 2 outs, it's a step in the right direction compared to what his last outing was. So if you told me, I would have signed up for 4 innings, especially 4 innings with no earned runs given up. I would have easily signed up for that before that game on Friday night.
The most harrowing part of that game for me emotionally was when his pitch comm wasn't working.
Yeah.
And you're realizing, oh, yeah, this is only the third time he's ever had to deal with a pitch clock. And he's up there, you know, nodding and shaking and everything, which that's where I was worried it might go haywire there, just because his process was going to be potentially so screwed up. But it was a lot of soft contact. Same with Framber yesterday. I mean, Framber gives up 3 runs. But in the fourth inning, it was a lot of relatively soft contact into gaps, and nothing that made you panic or anything. But he was opposite a pitcher who was throwing a no hitter through 7 innings.
Yeah, and you got 7 out of him yesterday, so that was good. I mean, they're right back at it this week. They've got the Tampa Bay Rays. They're right back at it tonight.
Sean, I know you had a Roku issue, so you couldn't watch the broadcast, or at least it was inconvenient for you.
Yeah.
So it was the combined booth. They had Dave Raymond, former Astros announcer.
I like Dave.
But now currently the TV announcer for the Rangers, with Blum and Julia as the sideline reporter. And I thought it was pretty good, except I didn't like that Raymond was not mentioning the no-hitter. He was kind of alluding to the no-hitter.
Yeah.
And I just wanted him to just throw a hand grenade into the booth and just start talking nonstop about the no-hitter.
Would have been good, except that Blum, he and Callis do that on the Astros broadcast. You know what I mean?
They do that thing
where they don't mention. I get what you're saying. Like, that, he would have been benefiting our team. I will tell you right now, we were listening to, Amy and I were driving around while the no-hitter was going on by Leiter. It was Leiter who was throwing the no-hitter for the Rangers. And Robert Ford would not stop talking about no-hitters. He was bringing up the history of no-hitters with the Rangers. He was going deep on Kenny Rogers' perfect game back in 1994. He and Sparky would not stop talking about the no-hitters. I love
that. That's good. It's one of those, you know, it's classic things. There's a lot of things, times you do with mythology. It's like, well, I don't know, really believe in this thing, but just in case, I'm just gonna go for it and talk about the no-hitter.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Espada got booted from the game yesterday. I didn't get to see that. He was arguing balls and strikes, huh?
He was arguing about, look, these umps the entire series were miserable. And it didn't help that Thursday night they were talking about how that particular crew was the best graded in all of baseball.
Oh,
and he sucked.
Jinx. Yeah.
He sucked. But then yesterday, the strike zone was basically somewhere around the lower shin of the batter early in the game.
Yeah.
And it was hurting both teams' offenses, and yet it was very much helping out Fromber. Mm-hmm. Fromber got a couple of very generous strike calls low in the zone or low and out of the zone.
Yeah.
So Espada comes out and does his version of a flip out on the ump, or at least he got ejected and then came out and did his version of a flip out. And Dave Raymond brought it up. I think a lot of Astros fans were thinking the same thing. Kind of like, hey, maybe like this could have been maybe better spent earlier in the series, but right now this is not helping Fromber. Yeah. And there were a couple. I was going to go and look at the Statcast and see how much the strike zone tightened up after that. It felt to me, as a biased Astros fan, that Fromber was getting a much tighter strike zone
at
the bottom of the strike zone. There were a couple of pitches that were right on the edge that I feel like would have been strikes earlier on that were not. And I felt like it was a mistimed freak out.
The ump was like, hey, you wanted this, Espada. This is what you're arguing for, a tighter strike zone. Here you go. Now your guy's going to get it. So the other big news for the Astros, so they split with the Rangers. They're tied with the Rangers in the standings. They're 2.5 back of Seattle this morning. They're headed to Tampa Bay, the Astros are. Hayden Wisniewski is going to get Tommy John surgery. This is the fourth pitcher for the Astros in the last 2 years. Luis Garcia and Jose Urquidy 2 years ago, Christian Javier, of course, in the middle of last season. And these all come, that's the big thing, Seth. These all feel like they've come down at some point, like in May and June, when you've been planning on having these guys coming into the season as part of your rotation, and now you're out over your skis because, like, okay, we were counting on Wisniewski being our fourth or fifth starter. Javier was a guy who'd thrown part of a no-hitter in the World Series. Garcia and Urquidy, guys who won double-digit games for you the year before. That, to me, is it's not just that you're losing these guys for 12 to 14 months with Tommy John. These are injuries that are happening in season as you've made plans. And, oh, by the way, as other pitchers have been injured as well with non-Tommy John. So we're still waiting for this bone of Spencer Arrighetti's to heal in his right hand still, you know?
He's got a smaller cast on now.
Okay. So it's just like the hand and the wrist,
maybe? But it's a smaller cast.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's.
I'm just waiting for the report of a splint. He's upgraded to a splint.
Soon, just a Band-Aid. Yeah.
Here's the power rating of pitchers that you can hope to come back at some point soon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Christian Javier, he threw 15 pitches off the mound on May 9th. Okay. He's going to be built up slowly. Still expected back mid 2025.
Yeah.
Arrighetti. So those two guys, I think, are in a clump of like, okay, sometime in the next couple months or so.
Yeah.
Garcia, originally the report in early April was he was going to be shut down completely for a month. So there's no, I haven't seen any word of him doing baseball type stuff or anything. So I have no idea with Luis Garcia.
Yep.
And then JP France, whatever he is, whatever his existence is on this earth, I have no clue other than late 2025 is the expected potential return date.
I completely forgot about JP France, which is crazy. He won double digit games for them a couple years ago. So I had forgotten about him. Javier and Eric, I agree with where you put them in the power rankings. Very different for me in terms of what I'm counting on. Like, none of these Tommy John guys I'm counting on. None of them. Like,
kiss, marry, kill. Arrigetti, Javier, Garcia. What do you do?
Arrigetti, Javier, Garcia. I hate to say this. I marry Arrigetti just because his injury is one that's very cookie cutter. That bone's going to heal. He's going to pitch. I marry him. Kiss Javier. Because it may or may not work out. You know, it's Tommy John surgery. You don't know. But if it does work out,
right at the right time,
threw a no-hitter in the World Series. And sorry, Luis Garcia, like, you have a big setback like that? Sorry.
Yeah, it's triage. Yeah. You're just like, oh, okay, I got to make decisions here. Sorry, I got to kill it. You have to lay over on the side while we give everybody else medical
attention.
It's not
kiss, Mary. It's not kiss, Mary, Mary. It's kiss, Mary, kill, all right?
That's why the game's so difficult.
It's tough. It's tough because I love Luis Garcia. I love rocking the baby. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. We'll circle back to the Astros and headlines, talk more about what this Hayden Wisniewski Tommy John surgery means. It's the beginning of the week. There's no better way to brighten up the beginning of your week than some Will Anderson Jr. Will Anderson Jr. over the weekend, last week, had his little charity thing that he did. And sat down with quite a bit of media, more of the audio trickling out, playing for D'Amico. And I'm curious to hear Will Anderson's take on this new-look offensive line for the Texans. Can he get you fired up for this offensive line for the Texans? We will have that for you coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.